Kumlan and a black Gemara. We are up to Erevin Daf Memtas Amar Aleph. It's Erev Yom Kippur, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. We need as many chusim as possible before Yom Kippur starts. So this is like one of our big ones. Learning a black Gemara together, the rest together with many other yidden around the world. Okay. We're up to the Gemara. We're going through a number of dinim over here about the chutzah that goes out and spills out into two streets. And the last thing we learned was that if we go down the street they don't normally go down, and the street that they do normally go down, may neighbor to themselves, we force them to move over, shift to the street they don't normally go down, so you don't interfere with the eidav that's been set up. So now the Gemara continues. Omar Rav Yehuda Mishmol, the last one lines, Omar is right in the middle of the page. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmol. Rav Yehuda said, name Mishmol. Hamakpid al eruva, right? Everyone puts a piece of bread or something there in one common house. If somebody's very particular, doesn't want anyone else sharing in his loaf of bread, ain't eruva eidav, then it's not a valid eidav. The whole idea of mashmoy eidav shmoy. The whole idea is called eidav, which means mixing together. And this guy doesn't allow anybody else to participate in his bread. So obviously, you're not part of the eidav, and therefore nobody can carry. Rav Chanina Amar Eiru V'Eidiv. No, it is a valid Eidiv, no vos. Elisha Nikra Ma'anche Vardina. He's called from one of those people in the city of Vardina who are known to be cheapskates. They're all very stingy, and therefore he's a stingy person, but an Eidiv it is. Omar Rav Yehuda Mishmol, another thing Rav Yehuda Mishmol said, the name of Mishmol said, Ha'choylek, if somebody splits Es Eiruvai, if let's say someone takes the Eidiv and divides them into two separate boxes, is what is ainah eidav. It's not a valid eidav. Remember, we had yesterday an argument with Shan Basil. If the eidav, the five houses give, some of them put in one box, some of them in another box. Shan Basil said it's not a good eidav. Hill says it is, provided it's in the same house, not in two different houses. So here you split your own eidav into two different boxes. So the Gemara says that you're saying it's not a valid eidav. Sounds like Kibbe Shammai. The Tanya Chamisha Shagova Eiduv, and five houses contributed towards an eidav, and a snubish they came, they placed in two separate boxes. Be Shammai, Oyminim, Ain't the eidav. He's like, how the eidav? Says the Gemara, no. I feel ten basil. I can't come basil. How some ones basil say that if you have two boxes, it's all right. The Malgil and the Mone, Vayate. You filled up the box with all the breads that you got from all the different houses, and there was too much. You spilled, you had some left over, so you had placed in another box. He says, all right. You decided to split it. That already, even Hillel's made it that it's not valid. So if you know, chatchila, take your own Adam and say, you know what, I'm not going to be part of everybody else's Adam. They'll be in that box, and I'm going to be on this box. My challah looks nice, or whatever it is. It's not a valid Adam. So you want to lumli. Why does Rav Yehuda have to say in the name of Shmuel two dinim, which seem to be the same principle? The principle is eidav, you have to mix together, you have to let other people eat from your bread, according to Shmuel, and you have to be together with all in the same box as all the other eidavim. Isn't the principle the same? Why does he say twice? Tzicha. Diash min hasan. If you only knew the dinim there, that you don't want anyone to share his bread, mishum to kapit, because he's very particular, he doesn't want anyone to share his bread, so he's not really part of the eidav. Aval hoch over here, emaloi, but over here, he's not because he's particularly only one part of his eidav, he's put in another box. Maybe not so, maybe it's good. V'inash min hocha mishun tepal gemifle, because he removed away from everybody else. Aval hosom, but over there, ema perhaps. In other words, by putting it in a separate box, how can you call an eidav, which means mixing together, when you completely put it in a separate box? Aval hosom, he put it together with everybody else's. Just because he doesn't want anyone to eat from it. Emaloi, maybe it's not a problem. Tzichel, if we need both cases. Omle Rababa, Rav Yehuda. Rav Abba said to Rav Yehuda, he said, Bebe Matzarta, this our press place, he said, the Rab Zakkai, in the house of Rab Zakkai, me, Omar Shmuel, did Shmuel really say, Hacholik is a Eiruve, ain't Eiruv? If he separates his Eiruv from the rest, puts it in a separate box, it's not a valid Eiruv. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Bayez Shemanichim Be'edav, let's say there's five houses, A, B, C, D, E, and C is the house that everybody's depositing their bread. What about if C did not deposit his own bread? Bayez Shemanichim Be'edav, Einoi Tzorech Litin Es HaPas. Doesn't have to contribute to his own bread. It's good enough that it's in his house. Now, L'chari, what's the Svara? L'chari, everyone has to contribute bread. The Svara must be that he has bread in the pantry, and that's good enough. So it's clear you can have it in two different compartments, two different boxes. So how can Shmuel say that a chaylik is a eidav, When this is case here, clearly, house number C doesn't deposit no bread because he probably has bread in another pantry, and that's good enough. But my time, a lot isn't the reason. Shun the kivun the manach besal that's in the basket. Come on, the manach. Hachadam, as if it's all right in the same place. Is hachadam here too? Kivun the manach besal. So just because you put in another basket, isn't it come on the manach hachadam as if it's lying here? Amalei, he answered the back, you totally misunderstood Pshat over there. Not the vert is that he has bread, but somewhere else. The vert is the owner of the house doesn't need bread. It's his house. The whole idea of bread is that everybody merges with his house. And we're like all living in the same house, but Taki is my house. So I Taki don't have to put bread. Awesome. Avish ain't past my time. I know I do kulu hachadayde. Because everyone is living over here. The whole idea is that we're all living together in one house, so they need the bread to make it the house. But I'm the owner of the house. I Taki live here. So even if I don't have no bread, it should be good enough. Says Gemara, Omar Shmuel says, so what's the logic of this? Everyone puts bread. You know, when we say Eidav, we always think of Eidav by putting up walls and we start talking about Mechitzes and all that. But really, Eidav has nothing to do with Mechitzes. That's Mechitzes. Eidav is the part afterwards where you merge all the properties together. So in Eidav Chatzedes, everyone puts some bread in and we merge the properties together. What does exactly the bread do? How does that function? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Eidav, know what the idea of Eidav is? Mishum Kinyan. The idea of Eidav is like a Kinyan. And like everybody's giving part of their own, they're buying into it. And they all become, with this bread, they're all sort of buying a Rishus, a share in that guy's house, and giving up of their own house. That their own house now belongs to everybody. So, and this is a kinyan. So it's a kinyan like any kinyan. You buy something, you purchase something. So therefore, it's same thing over here. We're all buying something. Okay, yeah, so the Gemara. So that's what Shmuel's opinion. Says the Gemara, however, not everyone agrees. Why put bread? Normally, when you make it, when you buy something, you buy with money. Why are they putting bread? Erev Shabbos, usually you don't have money, you put it all away somewhere. And so therefore, we don't want to use something that you don't have. Everyone has bread Fridays. You make a challah. So therefore, we're using something which is more common. But technically, you use money. So why don't you have to say, but if you use money, instead of, if you gave contributed money instead of bread, it should be a valid Erev Chatzedes. No. Gzeida Shemayim Yomor Iker. No, we're worried when it comes to money. Everybody, by the way, is going to jump to the conclusion that it's like any other when you're a purchase, which is with money. So they'll think that you should dafke use money. The zimin lashkir money. What's going to happen? So what's wrong with that? What's going to happen if technically it's all right? Who cares? Because sometimes you don't have money on Friday, as we just said before, and v'lo yase iru v'pas. Because then and you don't realize that you can use bread, so you won't make any error at all, and therefore you're going to ruin the ediv. And then what's going to happen is, the Osi will pass the Osi Eidav Kekulin, and eventually they'll forget the whole concept of Eidav Chatzedes. But people are going to jump to the conclusion only money does it, because the whole idea is buying something, you normally buy things with money. What happens on Friday afternoon, generally people don't have any money, so then eventually they're going to stop doing Eidav Chatzedes. And we'll see later on, it's actually a mitzvah to make an Eidav if you can. So therefore the Chacham didn't want that. That's his opinion. Comes along Rabba, and Rabba says, the Eidav, know what Eidav is? Eidav has nothing to do with buying something. Eidav is Mishum Dira. Generally, where does a person feel that is at home, where his food is? It's as if by planting or placing our food in your house, in this person's house, as if we all decided to live in that house. It's as if there's only one house in this entire courtyard, because that's where we eat. And everything in this chutz in the courtyard now belongs to that one house. That's the idea. And it's not a kinyan, it's more like the idea of dealer. We all live there. So anyone might deny what's chilik, what the theory is. The fact is, it's the same. You put bread, everyone sure, you know, contributes bread, and that's it. Ikebenai, the difference is keli. The difference is, if the idea is a kinyan, then you don't have to use bread. Okay, we don't want to use money because people don't have money, but a keli, you have so many other things in your house. You can make kinyan chalipin. If it's a kinyan, if the word is kinyan, there are other kinyan. The most common kinyan is you take a handkerchief or a gartel, whatever it is, and you say, in exchange of this gartel, I'm selling you part of my house, and so on and so forth. And we'll think that, number one, so therefore, we would use other kalim. and not use bread. But if you learn it's dira, the whole idea of dira is because where my food is, that's where I am. It can only be food, and a chashva food, which is bread. That's number one. Another difference is pachum shavaprutta. If it's less than the value of a prutta. If the idea is that a kinyan, we know a kinyan has to be valued at prutta, so the bread that you're giving has to be worth a prutta. If the bread you're giving is not worth a prutta, it's not valid eder. But if the whole idea is wherever my food is, I follow, who cares what the value is? That's my food, and that's where I'm going. And the third thing is cotton. If you can have a child being the one to make the eder for you. If it's due with kinyan, you know, children cannot make kinyanim. They can't do it. But if the idea is dira, then you can have a cotton over there bringing the bread for you. Because it's not the cotton doing it. It's wherever my bread is, that's where my house is. And the cotton is just a freight company. He's not doing anything. But if it's a kinyan, then the cotton has to activate the kinyan. A cotton is not shaykh to activate a kinyan. Tayshi already asked, we learned before, that a cotton, you know, could be the one that doesn't aid him. Tayshi makes a difference of different kinds of cottons, different ages of cottons. We're talking about a very young cotton. Omle by the Rabbah, Abai says to Rabbah, his teacher, and he says to Rabbah, you're the one who says, because of Dira, Lididor, Kashi, Lishmu, Kashi, I have a question on you. And I was Shmuel, says, because of Kenyan. What's the question? Hatan, we learned, Chamish, Shigavu, S.A. Ruvan, the five people joined together for native, Kishem, Elichen, S.A. Ruvan, Yamakam, Achar, Echad, Moilakulam. That if one, let's say, five people all joined together in Chatzar A, and they moved everything to one house, and they're all part of it. Now, what happens if there's Chatzar B that's right next door, and they decided they want to merge the Chatzar B for the Shabbos? So they take the Eder from Chatzar A's house, and they move it to Chatzar B's house. I don't need all five going across. One guy can do it on behalf of all of them. And not only that, he can give just one loaf of bread and say, I'm doing it on behalf of everybody. Why? So since everyone joined him already, it's as if now he's the sole owner of the house and of the chatzar. And therefore, when he brings the bread to the next place, he's doing it on behalf of everybody. So the Gemara asks, so he said, Mokam achar echem olakum. If only one person in Chatzar A went and brought a loaf of bread to Chatzar B, then he's the only one who made a kinyan, or the only person who showed that he wants to live there. How are the other four yaitzah? It's a question to everybody. He made the kinyan of everybody else, so he's the only one who showed that he's happy to live next door because he brought his bread there, but not the rest. So it's a question to everybody. That's not a question on anybody. You know why? Shlichus the kulakovid, because now he is acting on behalf of everyone, and therefore if it's a kinyan, he's making a kinyan on behalf of everyone because they all deposited with him, and he now became the sole owner of everything. And if they and if it's because we're going to move in there because we got food is there, so he became a shlich again to bring it next door. Amar Rabbi Amchom Agul Rav Halacha. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. The halacha of Rav Shimon that the middle chatzit is permitted to eat with the outer two chatzitis, and the two outer chatzitis are permitted to eat with the middle chatzit. That was how Rav learned. And Shmuel learned that the two outer chatzits can eat in the middle chatzit, but the middle chatzit cannot eat with either one because he's splitting himself up. Okay, next Mishnah. And you're going to have probably pictures for the next Mishnah. It goes as follows. Misha Baba Dede, if somebody was traveling on the road, and suddenly became Shabbos, so he's traveling, and or Yom Tov, and he wants to continue traveling, he's carrying, so what's Yom Tov, he wants to continue traveling. V'hoya makir ilan oigadar. He knew where there was a certain tree positioned, he couldn't see it or anything else, but he knew exactly where the tree was, he's familiar territory, or a particular fence. V'omar, and he said, shvisosi tachtav. I want that my resting place, I want to come in my residence underneath that tree, which is within 2,000 amos from where he is, but it's not where he is. He's not there at all. He just has the mind, that particular, and he knows where it is. It's very important that he's marked it. And that tree is exactly 2,000 amos from where he's positioned right now. And then from that tree to his house is another 2,000 amos. So what he wants to do is he wants to be Koine Shvisa under the tree. So therefore, and then the tree is his residence, so he can then walk another 2,000 amos, which will take him home. Lo amakum, he didn't say anything. The Marvel explains, talking about that underneath the tree is 8 amos. He didn't specify which 8 amos. If it's the first 4 amos, it's beyond the 2,000 amos of his home. If it's the second 4 amos, then it's within the 2,000 amos of his home, but he didn't specify. Therefore, lo amakum. We'll see later what lo amakum means. It means he gets nothing. Or it means that he gets 2,000 amos, but from the inner part of the tree, which means he ends up 4 amos away from his house, and he can't go a step further. What about if he says Shvisasa Bikarai? If he says I want that my place should be that by the where the trunk of the tree is, and he knows that from the trunk of the tree to his house there's exactly 2,000 amos, and he specifies exactly the place, then it works. Mahalech memakom ragol v'adi kori apayim amos. He can walk 2,000 amos until the trunk, to the base of the tree. Umikori v'ad base apayim amos. Then he's entitled to walk from the tree to his house 2,000 amos because he made it. So in other words, even though you're not there, you can specify a place, and if you know exactly where that place is, and you're koyin yeshvisa, there was a big chiddush because you're not there at all, and it entitles you to walk 2,000 amos from the tree to your house. Nimtza mahalich mishach hashecha abois alofim amos. So it comes out that he's allowed to walk a total of 4,000 amos, because even though he's not by the tree, because he knows exactly where the tree is, and he specified where, and he was very exact, and from that area that he specified to his house is exactly within the 2,000 amos, then he's allowed to. But what about him in a makir? He doesn't know any trees or any fences. Or he knows, he doesn't know that this halacha that you can do this. The Omar, so he says, Shvisasi b'mekayim, he said, I want where I am right now to be my resting place, or he didn't even say that. He just didn't say anything. Even if he said nothing. Then whether he said or he didn't say, this is his place, because that's where he is. And therefore, and he's up and he's awake. Maybe he has machlekes when he's asleep, but he's up and awake. Therefore, this becomes his, the epicenter. This becomes his nerve center for the Shabbos, and he can walk 2,000 amos in all directions. But now, when we say 2,000 amos, how does it work? So one opinion says agulos, a circle. He can walk 2,000 amos in any direction as a circle, but not the diagonal, not the diameter of a circle, which would mean the diagonal of a square, which really would be much more than 2,000 amos, would be the diagonal 2,000 amos, which would be 2,800 amos, because the diagonal is 1.4. They say square. You make a square around where you are, and you can walk the diagonal, because the diameter of a circle is the diagonal of a square. And kadeshi and iskil is obvious, and you gain all that area. You can walk into all those corners, which are 2,800 amos. Then the Gemara continues, which you already had before. Zuni she'omru. Rameh says this over here is the only time we say ha'oni ma'adav beraglov. It says this is a case where a poor person doesn't have to put food down to be koyin. Because that tree, you're not putting any food down. It's as if you went there and it's good enough. And we can. And what's the definition of only by a poor person? In other words, if you are able to bring food, your home, whatever it is, you can't rely on just walking there. You have to bring food. It's a kula to be able to walk there, or even to know where that area is, as if you walked there. Only by an oni. Now, what exactly is an oni? The machlek is a shayim. But Rashi seems to learn here that this situation doesn't matter if you're rich or poor in the bank. If you're stuck in the middle of the road, that's what we're talking about over here, you're considered an oni. Because right now, you don't have the means to bring bread there, whatever. So therefore, you're an oni and we make this this heter. Or you're traveling, you have no bread with you. We treat you like an oni. Others say it has to be literally an oni. Rabbi Yudah Amiru says, Echad oni. The echadosh, if I can't. The cool is to place bread. Better if you go there, because then the whole idea is to acquire residence. If you're there personally, that's your residence. It's the fact that you're not there. Sending a loaf of bread there is a cooler. So to make it easier, Allah usher. So the doesn't have to go himself. He can send somebody with a loaf of bread. Says the Gemara. Now let's analyze what you said before. You said if you're traveling on Shabbos, he says that he said nothing. If you say that it should be under a tree, and you said Mishvisasi Tachtov, Lo Om Maklum. What does Lo Om Maklum mean? Omar Rav says, Rav, Lo Om Maklum, Kol Iker. It means you can't walk at all. Da'afil Tachtov Shlulam Matzi Azul. You can't walk at all. Now, why not? Why can't you walk at all? Because where you are, he's not even walk to the tree. According to Rav, you cannot even walk to the tree. No, why not? At least you can walk 2,000 amos from where you are. He says, no, you can't. The fact that you said, I want that my residence to be under the tree, which means that you don't want your residence to be where you are right now. So you weren't cutting the shvisa where you are right now, because you said you don't want it. You want it under the tree. But you're not cutting under the tree either, because you didn't specify which part of under the tree do you want to be in.
And we'll see the problem is, even if the entire tree is within your 2,000 amos, but you weren't specific, did you want the north part of the tree, the south part of the tree, the middle of the tree? Because you weren't specific, you have nothing. And even though the entire tree is within the 2,000 amos, according to Rav, you weren't specific. So you forfeited your local, your shvisa where you are right now, because you said you wanted on the tree, but nor do you have the area under the tree because you didn't specify where you want to be. That's Rav's opinion. So I'm a Rav, I'm a Klum, Kolik, nothing. You cannot even walk to the tree. Can't walk anywhere. Ushmul Amalam Aklum is Lebesa, to walk from the tree to your house, you cannot do. In other words, you weren't kind of shvisa by the tree that you should be able to extend another 2,000 amas. Avala Tachtav Shal Ilam Motzi Azul. And you're allowed to walk to the bottom of the tree. And we're talking about a case here, the Gemara says, Shmuel's talking about a very specific case. We're saying here that the entire tree is within your 2,000 amas. So technically, you can walk any part of the tree. Right, you can walk to the front part of the tree, the back part of the tree, all within 2,000 amos. But the problem is, your house is 2,000 amos away from part of the tree, and a bit more than 2,000 amos away from the other part of the tree. Now, we don't know which part of the tree you wanted your residence. You just said under the tree. It could have been any part, because all of it fits under. If it would be that part closer to your house, then your house is within 2,000 amos. But if it's a section of the tree that's closer to where you are right now, then it's outside of the 2,000 amos of your house. So therefore, it's a suffix. And so when he says lo yamakum, definitely you can walk to the tree, but lo yamakum, as far as walking from the tree to your house, you cannot do that. So therefore you can't walk down the tree. Now he says furthermore, so again, Shmuel Amar lo yamakum, the base site, to walk from the tree to your house, you can't walk. Why? Because the entire tree is within your 2,000 amos. But the tree part that's closer to where you're standing right now is outside the 2,000 amos to your house. So therefore, from the tree to the house, you can't walk. Avla takhtu shalil motzi ozel. You're allowed to walk to underneath the tree, anywhere under the tree, let it walk. And now, if the tree, let's say, is 30 amos wide, what happens underneath the tree itself? So he says here, underneath the tree itself, he says here, it becomes like a chomer gomel. Now, why? The tree itself becomes like this camel and this donkey, remember we had before. That, you know, you the camel, you always go in front of, and the donkey always go behind of, and you're being pulled in two different directions. So, because like, what do you mean? So, Balim did not suffer. If he wants to measure, let's say from the tree that's closer to your house, 2,000 amos, so you can get to your house. We say, no, who said that your shvisa is that section of the tree closer to the house? Maybe the shvisa is on the south side, which is the further from your house and outside the 2 amos. And that's where your 4 amos are. So, therefore, you can't go. And you're missing 30 amos. Because the tie with the tree is 30 amas, and maybe it's the first 4 amas of the tree that is your residence. So you start counting 2,000 amas there, and you finish 30 amas short of your house. But if you want to, then measure from the south, at least, so you can go back. You can go back, you know, to the original place. The 2,000 amas, you say, no. He said, no, maybe your place is the north side, the other side of the tree, which is close to the house, and therefore your 2,000 amas start there, and your 2,000 amas short 30. So if you, let's say, pass where you're sitting right now, you cannot go any further because you're short 30 amas. That's Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Omar Rab is a Rab, my time is a Rab. What's the Svar of Rab? Why is the Lama Klum? Why does he say Lama Klum? Shmuel makes sense. At least, you know, you're kind of shvisa by the tree, and you can't go any further to the house. We don't know which 4 amas, which section of the tree is yours. So you lose out, you whatever it is, makes sense. But why would Rav say you lose everything? Mishum d'lo mesayim aseh. Rav says because he didn't specify which part of the tree, you get nothing. Not the pshat is where machmer, okay, we'll give you the closer part of the tree and that's it. We give you nothing because it has to be certified. You have to be specific as to what part of the tree you want to be yours. And therefore you start working. Yeah. Another answer. Rabbi says, "My time to Rabbi should the sovereign holds kol she'eme bezeh achazeh, anything which you cannot be one after another. If you would have said, I want to have, let's say, the 4 amas tzafen, you can't then afterwards say, but I also want the 4 amas of the south side. I want to, you know, be kind of both places. I want to have the north side so I can walk to my house. I want the south side so I can walk the extra 30 amas back, you know, to where I came from. You can't do that because the rule is kol she'eme bezeh achazeh. If you cannot." You know, first be kind of shvisa one part of the tree, and then be kind of shvisa another part of the tree. Then I feel b'vazach hazeinu. Then you cannot even do it at the same time, because that's basically what you're doing. because you said my shvis is under the tree, but you didn't specify north or south. So we want to be kind of both. You can't do that. It's like a case where a guy says to two women, a mother and a daughter, or two sisters, you're mekudesh to me and you're mekudesh to me. So the din of it, the chayda, the din should be, obviously you cannot marry both. You should be mekudesh to one, not the other. So we say no. Even though he said together, he gave them both rings, and you're both mekudesh to me, he's not mekudesh to either one. Because if he would have mekadesh the mother first, he couldn't be mekadesh the daughter afterwards. Or if he would have mekadesh the sister first, he couldn't be mekadesh the sister afterwards. And the rule is, since the second one can't happen, and you put them both together, how do you know which is the second, which is the first? Therefore, it cannot happen simultaneously either. And the same thing with the tree. Because you didn't specify, it could be your shvis was on the north side, could be on the south side. And if it would have been the north side, you couldn't be kind of afterward the south. You can't have two places of residence. And if it's the south side, it can't be the north. And even if you said it at the same time, you get nothing. That's Rav's opinion. Says he, well, my benai, what's the difference between these two svaras? At the end of the day, Rav holds, you're not kind of shvis on the tree at all. Ika benai, the Amr, he said, liknili ba'arba amas megoshmoina. If he says, let's say there were eight amas underneath the tree, he said, I want four amas of those eight amas to be mine. That's what he said. You didn't specify, you didn't specify here either. Which four amas do you want? The north side or the south side? So therefore, it's not a valid kinyan. However, but according to one that says, but the one that says, because I feel vazachazenai, hi over here, ka'arba amas dama. This is like a case of four amas, the hocha arba amas kama. Because he clearly said four amas, that it would work in this case. Nevertheless, we don't know which four amas it is. Because he clearly said four amas, so he's not saying I want to be cutting the north side and the south side. Because all I want is four amas. He clearly said all I want is four amas. So there's no ze'acha ze'ah, there's no like. If he was vague and say anything, I want to be cutting the shvisa under the tree, it sounds like you want to be cutting the north side, the south side, and you can't be cutting above. So you got nothing. When he clearly says all I want is four amas out of the. We're saying eight amas because the tree, we'll see more later, is only eight, or tomorrow is only eight amas. If it would be 30, that makes no difference. If he clearly says all I want is four amas, I don't want four amas here, four amas there. All I want is four amas. So it's a problem that we weren't specific. But as far as ze'achazeh, there is no ze'achazeh. I don't want a second four amas, only I want four amas. And then it would work. Then it would work. So the Gemara, okay, maybe we'll stop there and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.